Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to talk about a few halachas that relate to geniza, what has to be put into, it's called geniza or shemos, that has to be buried, and what can be thrown out. We're talking, for example, about old versions of Sfarim, and we're talking about notebooks that a student took, used for Chumash class and Navi class and the like, various printouts that we have of Divrei Torah, what has to be put into Geniza, into Shemos, and what does not have to be. Very relevant, coming into Pesach, because we clean up our houses, clean out the houses, some of it is required for Pesach, and some of it is spring cleaning, but be that as it may, we come up with a lot of what we would call Geniza items that we think have to be put into the Geniza bin, the Shemos bin, to be buried, and the question is, what has to be put in, and what does not have to be put in. We're going to divide it up first by talking about Sifrei Kodesh, which are actual books that were published, and we're going to talk about notebooks and the like, tests that people take, students take in Chumash and Navi, etc., etc. Then we'll talk about parts of Psukim. For example, if you have a wedding invitation and it has a few words of a pasuk on it, but not a full pasuk, and then we'll also talk about diskettes. I have a Bar Ilan and it has a lot of Divrei Torah in it, or I have a video of somebody giving a shir, but it's not the video itself, it's this CD or whatever digital format that it comes in. Does that have to be put in Geniza as well? So we're going to start with Svarim. The Tshuvas Chalkas Yaakov says as follows, when it comes to Sifrei Kodesh, that's Judaica books, Shadain Ruim Lilmod Behem, if it is still something you can learn Torah from, I can learn Torah from it, maybe it's not in the best of condition, you cannot throw it out. Asur leganza, not throw it out. You cannot even put it into Geniza. You cannot even put it into Shemos to be buried because it is still a usable sefer. Vafilu yatza ha-sefer bidvus chadash. This is very relevant. Nowadays, over the past, we'd say, 30 years, more and more Svarim have come out of new editions. Higher quality, better typesetting, more corrected text. So what happens if I have an older version of a sefer and I got the new version and I'm not going to use the old version, the typesetting wasn't as good, it wasn't as accurate, whatever the case may be, I want to use the new version. So something new came out, can I put the old one in Geniza? So the answer is no, as long as it is usable, kol shelo balu legamri, as long as it did not become totally worn out, as long as it is usable, I can still learn from it. Asur legonzam, you cannot even put it into Geniza. You cannot put it into Shemos. We would think you could put anything into Shemos, anything Geniza, because that's treating it in a respectable way. The answer is no, because that sefer is still usable. It cannot be put into Geniza. So what am I going to do with it? I don't have room on my shelves, and I got the new shas, and the old shas is just not as usable. I'm not going to use it at all. So the eights of the Chalkas Yaakov Rab Reish is as follows. You should put it derech kavod, in a respectable way, put it into a machsan, put it into a storage bin, but not in a place that it will go bad. For example, not where there's mold, not that the place that there is wetness and dampness and humidity. It cannot be that we're putting these svarim in a place that they will be destroyed and ruined even over time. So we cannot put them into Geniza. They're still usable, they're still functional. So ideally, find somebody who wants to use them, but if you can't, put it into, on the side, into a place that's not going to disturb you, but a place that they're not going to go bad. The Shevet HaLevi, Rav Ozner says as follows, in this regard, Afim Chelek Mahadapim Nikru, even if some of the cages have been torn, that is still going to be usable. Maybe you can take out those pages, but as long as there is some that can be used, you should try to fix up the sefer, take out the bad pages, leave the good pages. It cannot be put into Geniza. Achein, im behotzata kodemus yutalu yusharbe. If there were many mistakes, meaning if the earlier edition, it's not that it had one or two mistakes and things were corrected, but if it was full of mistakes, that would be an example of something that could be put into Geniza. Oh, halacha shetukna. What happens if there were halachas that were mistaken? And then when they put out the new version, they corrected a lot of real mistakes, halachic mistakes that people are going to be misled by. So those would be examples of times that it would be warranted and it should be put into Geniza. We shouldn't have svarim that have halachic mistakes in it. But absence of that, and that's fairly rare, does happen, but fairly rare, for the most part, we have old svarim that we're simply not using anymore. We don't use those svarim. We've been through them. It's not something that interests me. I have new svarim. I have replacements of svarim. I have the new versions of svarim. You cannot put the old stuff into Geniza. Keep it in a respectable place. Put it aside. Put it aside for now and deal with it in the future. Hopefully somebody will come and use it. Okay, that's vis-a-vis svarim. Bottom line, if it's usable, you don't put it in Geniza. Number two is how about if you have notebooks that were used in Chumash class, Navi class, Halacha class, Dinim class, etc., etc. Well, if you have drafts of papers that you were doing, you're working on a Dvar Torah, and it was an early draft, you printed it out, you correct it, but you still have it. It's got Divrei Torah on it. Homework for Limudei Kodesh, for the Judaica classes, or tests, various tests, that's all Torah. So Rav Fuchs in his publication says as follows, Im ein behem shem hakodesh. If they do not have Shem Hashem, it doesn't have God's name in it, mi'ikar adin, fundamentally, it does not have to be put in Geniza. What's the rationale here? It is like Divrei Torah. It is Divrei Torah that were not meant to be permanent. It was meant to be for a specific amount of time, so you did your homework. Yeah, that's it. You've done your homework. That's not meant for posterity. It's not like a kisvei kodesh. It's not like a sefer that is meant to stay for a long time. You have your machberet, you're in sixth grade, it's done, you're finished with it. It's not meant for you to keep it for all times. That's not the concept here. So stuff that is meant to be temporary, doesn't have to be a day or two, it can be longer than that, unclear the exact line, but it's something that's not meant to be permanent, that is not, as long as it doesn't have Shem Hashem in it, it does not have to be put into Geniza. So what should you do with it? You have to double wrap it. You have to double wrap it, and you put it out, don't put it in the garbage, put it on the side of the garbage. So you're doing it in a respectable way, double wrapped. And if the garbage men come and put it in, they put it in. That's their business. That's not my issue. But doesn't need Geniza. You also can't treat it with disrespect and throw it in the garbage. Double wrap it, put it out by the garbage, and what happens, happens. So that is the second category. First category, or Sifrei Kodesh, the actual books, usable, don't put it in Geniza. Second category are the notebooks, homeworks, tests. They do not need to be put in Geniza, but you have to treat it in a respectable way, double wrap it, don't put it in the garbage, put it on the side of the garbage. Next, category number three is portions of psukim, or even if you have a full pasuk, I have a full pasuk written on a piece of paper. So it goes like this, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisrael de HaTorah says, Umidivrei Chachamim, Asur la'abed pasuk shalom min haTorah. It's Chazal say that you're prohibited from destroying a full pasuk from the Torah, not only from the Chumash, also anything in Tanakh as well, any pasuk, any full pasuk, you cannot destroy it. And if you do, anyone would do that, would be punished with malchus, through rabbinic malchus lashes. The Pisrei Tshuva says as follows, however, given that we know the Rambam, that it's only the problem is a full pasuk, there are those pasukim who are machmir, that even if you have just three words or more, as long as it has the mashmos of a pasuk, meaning it means something, it's meaningful, it sounds like a pasuk, there's a message there, then that needs Geniza. You're required even three words, and it has the implication of a pasuk, it has to be put in Geniza. And four words, even if it does not have the mashmos of a pasuk, even if it doesn't have the meaning of a pasuk, it also needs Geniza. So that's an opinion brought by the Pisrei Tshuva, but Lamaisa, Pisrei Tshuva does paskin that if it's only three words, four words, if it's less than a full pasuk, is then it does not need Geniza. It's only a full pasuk that requires Geniza, because that's a pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu coined that pasuk. That is a full pasuk that was given by Moshe Rabbeinu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a full pasuk would need Geniza. So that's where he comes out. We see here that there is a machlokes. Is it three words, three, maybe four words, depending on the implication of what the words are, three words, or is it an entire pasuk? We do have the Pisrei Tshuva saying it's a full pasuk. I did hear in the name of Rav Herschel Schachter that he is makbid on three words. As long as it has three words, that is going to be problematic. It's going to be required. Geniza, putting it into Shemus, is going to be required. And accordingly, there's a big nafkamina here. If somebody has an invitation to a chasana or bar mitzvah, and it has a portion of a pasuk, if it has a full pasuk, you have to put it in Geniza. But how about if it only has a few words of a pasuk? So it's going to be a nafkamina between the opinion that says three, four words is going to be a problem. You have to count the words. If it has the mashmos of a pasuk. Now, if it's on an invitation, it's going to have the mashmos of a pasuk. Od yishama be'ere Yehuda. If it has a port fraction of a pasuk, but it sounds like a pasuk, since it's three words, it's going to be sufficient. But three words, four words, if it doesn't have the mashmos, or if we paskin that it's a full pasuk, if it's full pasuk, then as long as it's a fragment of a pasuk, not a full pasuk, it would not require Gneza. Rav Herschel Schachter is machmir on this, so a hazman, an invitation that has even a fragment of a pasuk, minimum of three words, would have to be put into Gneza, but other poskim are lenient. It's actually a kula that only with a full pasuk do you require Gneza. Okay, next question. We've been through three questions so far. Number one, Sifrei Kodesh. Number two, notebooks, tests, etc. Number three is portions of a pasuk. And number four, how about if somebody has a disc of some sort, has an audio of a shir, has a Bar Ilan disc that when bad wants to throw it out, it's one of these hard discs that get inserted. So all of these things, it's digital. So these are digital, but it could be Jewish books on it. So the Mishnah Halachas and also the Chaved Das are of the view that they do not need Geniza. You should wrap it up in a respectable way and put it by the side of the garbage, but Geniza would not be required. And Rav Avadya yourself says as follows, Me'achar she'en b'chol eilu tzuras osias kol, because on all these digital on these digital delivery methods, these digital vehicles, they have Sifrei Kodesh on it, but there are no real letters. There are no letters here. It's just digitally. Harehem begeder osias porchos be'avir, they're the getter of letters that are flying in the air. In other words, there's nothing tangible here. Accordingly, the fichach in makom lasor mechikasam, there's no problem erasing them. Vanachasam derech kavah b'makom bino eshva, and you just put it out in a respectable way by the garbage, but it doesn't have to be put into Geniza. Hopefully this is helpful in giving some guidance. I will say, this is a really important point, I have an entire sefer written on the halachas of Geniza, Shemas, what's required to put into Geniza, what's not required, how to handle it, an entire sefer. So this is really a thumbnail sketch of so many more halachas that are necessary to learn, but hopefully it's helpful in our Pesach cleaning. Have a wonderful day.